The Hundred Geese is one of the most celebrated Chinese paintings in the Academy's collection. In a distinctive format known as the hand scroll, the painting is more than 15 feet long. It was meant to be stored rolled up in its own box and only taken out to be enjoyed on special occasions. Traditionally, the painting would not be viewed all at once, but rather unrolled and appreciated one section at a time. Begin your journey through the Hundred Geese on the right. The painting is remarkable for its careful observation of the geese. Each one has its own individual personality and is engaged in an activity. Geese are fishing, flying with wings in multiple positions, diving in, out, and under water, sitting, swimming, and preening. The artist painted the birds using only ink in tones from black to the palest gray, without a bit of color in the entire scroll. The geese create a flowing rhythm that keeps our eyes moving along the misty marsh depicted in a long horizontal space. Geese were a popular subject for poems and paintings, closely associated with autumn through their annual migration, and admired for their strong loyalty to each other. A 12th century poem describes a painting of geese similar to this one. Close up, they are seen in fine detail. Far back, they disappear. Sky and water, vast and open, riverside or lake. How fortunate they were not noticed by the hunter's eye. Instead, they are captured in their leisure by this painted scene. You may notice a number of red stamps or seals along the edges of the painting. These are the seals of the collectors who own the hand scroll, and they provide us with a history of this painting. Although the painting has a signature at the end reading Ma Fen, an early 12th century artist famous for his depictions of animals in groups of 100, the style of painting suggests that it was done later. In fact, many people have argued about this painting, proposing dates ranging from the 12th to the 15th centuries. Since little is known about the history of most Chinese paintings before the 15th century, we cannot be certain about when it was made. However, by comparing it with earlier paintings that survive, we can see that stylistically it fits into what was being done in China in the 13th century, and probably dates to that time. It seems likely that a later owner, realizing that the painting did not have a signature but was of exceptionally high quality, and knowing that Ma Fen was one of the most famous artists to paint geese and other animals in groups of 100, added the signature, feeling confident that it was an original work by that artist. If you were the artist, would you sign your painting? How would you feel about others placing their seal of ownership on your painting?